In this part of the program, we want to help you find hacks that will help you get through the small daily challenges of this new reality. How are you coping? And what would be helpful to you? Go to npr.org/nationalconversation, or you can ask us on social media using the hashtag NPR Conversation. How much screen time have you logged over the past week? Joining us tonight is arts correspondent Netta Ulibi to answer your questions about what to stream, what's live, and what's hot. Hello, Netta. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm really embarrassed. I have to admit that my streaming time has gone up, or rather, my screen time has gone up more than 25% over the past week. And I think it's partly because I've been gobbling up the news, but also because I've been hiding out from it with entertainment.
I don't see any reason to apologize for that. If you don't talk about your screen time, I won't talk about my snacks, how much snacking I've been doing. So why don't we just have a mutual non-disclosure pact about that? Okay. All right. So we've heard this from so many people. What should I watch?
Okay, so we're so awash in streaming possibilities. We're just going to focus on our talk about live streaming, and that's about watching stuff in real time, bands playing, cooking demonstrations, stuff like that. This is just so we can narrow it down, and because live streams are totally booming right now, and this is partly because entertainers whose tours have been canceled and whose shows have been shut down are super hungry to connect with audiences. So we're going to start with somebody who's really emerged as a live stream star, DJ D Nice. Tonight, you can hear him spinning tunes at his home in Los Angeles.
All right. So that's from a live stream dance party?
I think it's still going on. This is social distancing with a beat.
Okay.
DJ D Nice, his real name is Derek Jones, was feeling really restless and anxious last week, like so many of the rest of us. So he started throwing events on Instagram Live. He's calling them Club Quarantine. And at first, just people in the music industry were showing up. But these days, he's pulling in more than 100,000 people in his live stream events, including celebrities like Beyonce and J-Lo.
Okay, but see, then we have to compare our moves with them. I'm not sure this is something I don't know if I really want to see that.
Well, actually,
and their outfits, too?
I think you're fine because they just comment on, comment virtually, so
okay.
I think you can out-comment them.
Okay.
I have total confidence
okay.
in you.
Okay, I feel better. All right, but this has been a great moment. Well, great, that's not really fair. I mean, people are seeing their tours canceled right and left, but it has been a moment for musicians.
And NPR Music is here to help you out. There's a list online of musicians who are doing live streams. And what's kind of interesting is that a lot of them are taking this really disastrous moment and using it to experiment. So Bella Fleck, the banjo player / banjo god, has a live stream on Mondays on his Facebook page. And so I grabbed a little tape from the last one, and he's sitting in what looks like his living room with his fellow musician, Abigail Washburn, and they're wearing flannel pajamas, and they're picking songs that are clearly intended to cheer us up.
Okay, the flannel pajamas, I can do. I can get with that scene. Okay, one of the comments that we got on Instagram tonight was from the handle is Hoodles with Sauce, which I love. And they mentioned, I love writing workshops from various authors, poets, or journalists. Anything there for them?
There certainly is. Pretty much any place that has offered writing workshops in person is now offering them virtually. So Hoodles with Sauce might want to look at their local art center. They could go to the 92nd Street Y in New York City, that vaunted place. They're offering writing workshops online. And I just read this great article in the LA Times about playwrights teaching online. One of my favorite playwrights, Young Jean Lee, is teaching online for free. It's fantastic. If you go to the website or Facebook pages of any cultural institution or a lot of famous writers, you can find live streams. Like on YouTube, the author Michael Chabon has been reading stories for kids live. So we're going to hear a little bit from him reading from his own children's book, which is called The Astonishing Secret of Awesome Man.
I have a cape as red as a rocket, a mask as black as midnight, and a style in letter A on my chest. I'm just basically awesome.
I would listen to that. So, but Netta, are there art forms that don't lend themselves to live streaming?
Yeah, sadly. You'd think that this would be a great moment for theater, for opera. And I was really excited to think, well, maybe this is a chance for me to see some theater versus on live stream from Chicago, where I used to live. There are so many great theater companies there. But you think about it, and of course, a bunch of actors on stage together is a really terrible idea. That said, actors are experimenting, theaters are working out various ideas. There are complications around technology and copyright, but people are using this as an opportunity.
Well, what about old performances or past performances? Is that sure. a possibility?
Yeah, not all live streaming is technically live. So the Metropolitan Opera, for example, is live streaming old performances. Right now they're doing a total week of Wagner. They're doing the entire Ring cycle for free online, which you can see during their live streams. The arena rock group, like I have to explain who Metallica is. Metallica is doing a live stream of its favorite old performances on Mondays, and Phish is doing one on Tuesdays on its Facebook page. It's going to be really interesting to see how live streams work out for these different bands and these different performers.
So not live streams, right? That's not so terrible. So is there anything you're particularly interested in live streaming?
You know, there's a brand new website that I just discovered called the Social Distancing Festival, and I'm absolutely fascinated by it. It's a British site, and it's gorgeously curated. Whoever's doing it is bringing in audio dramas and puppet shows and concerts, all live streamed from all over the world, Poland and the Ukraine and all of these different places. And you know, I haven't made it to LA recently, but there's a comedy event I love there called Uncabaret, and they've just announced a live show on Sunday on Zoom. And Michelle, I never used Zoom before a couple of days ago, and I just can't help but think that I think so many of us right now are kind of retreating into Netflix and rewatching television shows that we know are going to make us happy. And maybe instead of taking on a super ambitious project like organizing your closet or a new exercise routine, maybe something that you can do that will challenge yourself a little bit is supporting artists in a new way by checking out new platforms and being part of a show, even if you can't really be there physically.
Okay, and another response that we got on Instagram from folks when we asked how they're trying to unwind and all this was by taking classes like meditation, yoga, workshops. Briefly, any recommendations there?
My favorite thing that I've seen, my favorite instructional live stream I saw today, it came from Debbie Allen, okay, who is, of course, the Star of Fame, one of our leading choreographers and directors. So she was teaching salsa on her Instagram live today.
All right. That is Netta Ulibi, NPR arts correspondent. Netta, I'm going to just admit this because you did. I just started using Zoom myself, too. So, okay. I won't Zoom shame you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So what's getting you through these difficult times? Is it a song, a poem, a verse, a memory? Let us know. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation or use the hashtag on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with more of your questions and our cast of experts giving you the best answers that we can find. I'm Michelle Martin. This is National Conversation.